Radio.
Hello, this is Type Radio. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Donald.
And we're at A-Type-Fi, Helsinki, 2005. And we're here with...
Sumner Stone.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
The first question is, are you religious?
That's a difficult question to ask. I would say that I more accurately consider myself to be a spiritual person, but in that religion implies that one is a member of an organized... I'm not a member of an organized religion.
But would you consider like spiritual synonymous with religion?
Similar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
In your case, so. Personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to drink?
Hot water.
Hot water?
Only in Finland?
You mean as in alcoholic beverages or
in
whatever?
Is it hot water?
Hot water is one of my favorite drinks. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
You're not?
Okay. Well, is there a tea bag attached to the hot water?
No, I drink it without anything in it, just warm water.
Okay. Do you have rituals?
I have daily practices. I suppose that is similar to a ritual.
Could you reveal a little more about daily practices?
Well, like rituals related to religion? Is that the thrust of the question?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. I'm a practitioner of the Tai Chi. I do the Tai Chi every day. Highly regular part of my life. That is actually a religious practice in the sense that it is part of the Taoist world and in China. It's kind of a different view of distinguishing between religion and the rest of your life, you know, simply all one piece. So in that sense, I suppose it is a ritual. Mm. Yeah.
How do you relax?
I pretty much am relaxed.
You don't need to relax. Okay. You're relaxed all the time.
How do you get stressed?
Too many hours in front of the computer. That's certainly the case. And I'm better at regulating it than I used to be, but still I do that sometimes.
Who do you trust?
Who do I trust?
Yes.
I trust my children, my wife, myself. A few close friends. Few politicians.
A few.
You trust the politicians?
I said few, okay. Few, yeah. I can't think of any right now.
That says something.
In the past, how many illegal fonts do you have?
Illegal?
Illegal.
I don't think I have any illegal fonts. I have very few fonts that are not my own fonts. Most of the other ones have been given to me for some reason, some developmental reason or something. And... I'm not a collector of fonts. In fact, I have so many of my own. It's just a clutter, you know. And one of the things that I like very much is to be able to use my own type, because I find that I learn an enormous amount about it by using it. So I have a process of it. It's not really conscious anymore, but when I'm working on a design, it just gets used for everything automatically. So I'm not a graphic designer by profession. I mean, I've done graphic design off and on, but So I'm not in the position where I need a big collection of fonts.
If you're not a graphic designer, what do you use the fonts for?
Well, I use them mostly to do my own little graphic design projects, you know, for the Foundry, primarily. Occasionally, I do community service sorts of things. I did a little booklet this last year about the history of the irrigation ditch, which runs through my farm.
Okay.
things like that. But it's not my business. My business is typeface design. And of course, in showing the type and in promoting the type, you inevitably wind up doing typography. So I do it. But
what is?
But you wouldn't. How will I say this politely? but it's not always the best. You don't make the best use of your own font, for example.
Because I'm fixated on using the one I'm working on, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be true sometimes. Although, when I do have a job, like when I did this little booklet, I used this typeface that I designed some time ago called Silica. Well, I had not used Silica for years. It just happened that I thought, oh, this is definitely the appropriate font for this thing. And I think if I did more work like that, I would actually have fonts other than my own. If I were an active graphic designer, I would. I think it would be important, actually. And it's not that I don't like them or I'd like to use them. It's that the process of using them is very useful to me. And it's so hard to test fonts when you make them. That's one of the most difficult things. Is I think that's why you try to induce other people to use them, you know, in the development process at the end, if you can, because you want to see them. You want to see them. You know, I did this with the typeface Cycles that I worked on over a long period of time, and the typeface was used in books by a couple of designers who are, you know, my colleagues in the San Francisco area for several years before I actually issued the typeface. A number of books were published with it, so on. So I think that's a very significant part of developing the type. How can you judge it if it's not in the context where it's going to be used? So. And I felt very strongly about that at Adobe, too. The the notion that you should show the type as it's in some setting that's similar to what it would, you know, a use that looks real is not my idea, but I promoted it very strongly when I was there, that's what we should do. We should, you know, that's how you sell it.
Yeah.
But it's not only how you sell it, it's also how you make judgments about it when you're, you know, if you still have a chance to work on it.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Helsinki, ATypei 2005.